It's time for another legislative update, and joining us today, we have Senator David Hinkins. And Senator, I know we haven't talked as frequently this go-around, but I know there's plenty to get into today, so I appreciate you making time. Thank you so much.
You bet. My pleasure. Thank you.
Senator Hinkins, we can start by talking about House Bill 222. You and I had a conversation off the cuff. It really did garner a lot of statewide recognition just yesterday, as a matter of fact. And so I'm going to let you go into the logistics of it. House Bill 222.
Okay. Well, what this is an additional to the school lunch. And people think that we're doing away with school breakfast and we're doing away with school lunch. That is not the case at all. This is an additional, so the same breakfast that's been served for 20 years will continue to be served. It'll be before the classes start, before 8 or 8:15, whenever the classes start. They'll still be able to come there. They ride the bus there. They get off the bus. They can go get their breakfast. That doesn't change. And then also lunch, that doesn't change. But what this is a bill that says basically if a boy's late for school or a child's late for school, and they can't have breakfast, and they get there and they don't want breakfast about 9 or 10 o'clock, they can say, "Teacher, I'm hungry. I got to have something to eat." Well, then and here's the problem with the bill: they don't have a plan. There was nothing saying, "Well, do you send the teacher to go get his lunch, his breakfast for him? Do you have the lunch ladies bring it to it? Do you have him just go down to the cafeteria and eat, or pick it up and bring it back and eat it in the classroom?" Or do you have the teacher's aide go pick up his breakfast for him and bring it and serve it to him? That there's no plan. There was nothing in the bill. And I hope people would read the bill and see exactly what I'm talking about, that there's no plan at all, but that they want, you know, and they're saying, well, it's free. Well, it's free to who? The thing of it is, it's free to the ones that's been getting free breakfast or subsidized breakfast and lunches anyway. But it's not free to the ones that's been paying. And in fact, in the appropriations bill, in the appropriation, it says enactment of this legislation could increase school meal fees for families that do not qualify for free meals but choose to participate in the school breakfast program. So the cost is going to be passed on to those that are paying now, that's already paying full price for lunch, for breakfast, and so this will just be another addition that they'll have to pay. And so if the ones who want to have breakfast delivered to the classroom so they can eat in class, basically a brunch, they have to pay for it. But, you know, the ones that are getting it, of course, they get it for free. But the cost of it's going to be passed on. There's some of it will come out of the liquor. It says enactment of this legislation, some of it will come out of the liquor sales, which pays for a lot of the school lunch anyway. It says the redistribution depends on the number of LEAs that begin offering a school breakfast program and the amount of revenue appropriated from the liquor tax. And then the federal will pick up some of it on the ones that are free, but if they don't cover it all, then it's going to be passed on to those, to the school districts. And it says, well, it's federal dollars, but I think this is federal dollars that is already coming to the schools. There's $1,008,000 that automatically comes to the schools. And this will be the money that they're using. I don't know what they're using it for. It may go to their libraries. It may go to their buses. It may go to, I'm not sure. But this, they say, well, it won't cost the districts anything. No, but it'll take from the federal dollars that's already coming to the school. They will take money from that to subsidize this. And so they're going to lose somewhere in their education system. And I know they don't pay teacher salaries out of the federal dollars, but they do a lot of the libraries. They do a lot of other things. And so bus routes and stuff are also covered under federal dollars. And so it's going to, somebody pays for it. And so this is just a thing. But I've been overwhelmed with the amount of emails and Facebook messages from constituents in my area and statewide completely, that we're taking school breakfast away. That isn't what it says at all. I wish people would read the bill before they start attacking legislatures. But if they had a plan in there that says, here's what we're going to do. They're going to have somebody that caters it. They'll bring it to the classroom. The teacher's just got to call us and tell us how many kids want breakfast at 10 o'clock and how many wants it at 9 and how many wants it at 11. And then if this goes through and this works out well, they'll maybe do it on an afternoon snack. Maybe they'll do it at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But part of the costs are going to go on to those that's already paying for their own breakfasts and school lunches. And I just didn't feel comfortable passing a bill out like that. But I'm getting the, you know, getting the hell beat out of me over a bill that we're taking food out of the kids' mouth. What kind of a human are you? You hope you burn in hell. It's just all kinds of stuff. It's just, but I wish they'd read the bill and see what it actually does. And this hasn't been, there's a lot of the people have not, you know, they know what it's going to do, but a lot of the school boards are not approved of this.
Again, our guest right now, Senator David Hinkins, joining us over the phone as we talk House Bill 222. Now, Mr. Hinkins, while I know that this is a bill that is definitely gained a lot of steam, a lot of momentum, a lot of recognition, there's other things going on right now on the Hill as we head into March and actually into the home stretch of this legislation process, including appropriations.
Yes, we have our appropriations are just ending, and we haven't released the numbers or what's going to be appropriated. Some of the things that I'm particularly interested in is the coal to carbon fiber project, which we've been able to get for the last couple of years. Last year, we appropriated the first year, 2 years ago, we appropriated $500,000. We was able to get $1 million additional from the Department of Energy. Last year, we was able to appropriate $500 million and was able to get $2 million. And if this year we get the $500,000 appropriated, we'll get a possible $4 million. Because some of the states aren't participating now, and so there's more money available because of Department of Energy, which will go to technology and carbon fiber to be able to take the feedstock of coal and turn it into the carbon fiber to make it more affordable to build vehicles, to build construction material, and stuff like that. So it's pretty important for carbon in Emery County. I think it's, a lot of the money goes to the University of Utah in research, but a lot of them jobs will end up in the manufacturing. Hopefully, it'll be in the carbon Emery area.
Well, Mr. Hinkins, and, I know it is an extremely busy time for you right now. Anything else that you would like to add?
Well, we're just hoping to be able to get some money for our energy. We're looking for more money for our pilots program and airline mechanics program at the Utah State Eastern. Up at the airport, we're working on trying to get a building up there for aeronautical mechanics. We're also trying to get an appropriation for an electrical program for electrical, basically type of an apprenticeship program at Intermountain Electronics from working with Utah State Education at USU Eastern, that they'll be able to have a classroom to be able to train electricians and electrical mechanical type employees. And so, you know, we've just got a lot of appropriation requests out there, but a lot of that's not going to be able to happen just because of the funding that right now, and especially with the way the economy's starting to turn, the stock market's kind of with this virus, this coronavirus is going around, and a lot of the travel. So we expect a lot of the revenue to maybe not be there as much with the, if it continues into the summer. So it's kind of a tough appropriations this year.
Well, Mr. Hinkins, it is a pleasure again to get you back on to get an update on what is happening. I would love to get you on at least another time or two for a couple of more updates. Fantastic.
Yep. Okay. Be glad to.
Thank you, Mr. Hinkins. Have a terrific day.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Again, that's Senator David Hinkins right here on Castle Country Focus. For more interviews, news, and notes, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.